So knowledge is valuable right now. Hallelujah. But Paul is saying, and the Lord is saying, but it will one day, as valuable as knowledge is, but at one day it will be what? Supersede by truth. I just know the truth. Truth, truth, truth. God don't have to have knowledge like us. And you don't see God studying the Bible. And He's the truth. And everything about the truth and everything can be true, He is that. And we're going to join Him in that. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But in the meanwhile, we need knowledge. We need prophecy. We need tongue. We need to, and love is what operates all of that. Because it makes your life, cause you to be able to navigate through life with your faith. And the enemy can't stop you. But one day, all this is going to vanish because we don't need it. We don't need it anymore. Glory to God. It will be superseded by truth. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say, as for knowledge, for our knowledge is what? Fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. That's why it's going to be done away with. It's incomplete. But truth is not. God is the truth. And nothing lacking about him. And we're going to see him, know him as he is. Hallelujah. And on with prophecy, and it will be incomplete and imperfect. It is, and that will be, and when the complete and perfect and total has come, the incomplete and imperfect will vanish. So, I want to conclude with this one, or at least read this one. You can read all the way through it for yourself. So and verse 13, and so faith, hope, love abides. What abides? Faith, hope, love abides. Faith what? Conviction and belief, respecting man's relation to God and divine things. Hope, joyful, and what? Confident expectation of what? Eternal salvation. Love, true affection for God and man. Growing out of God's love. For who? For and in us. These three, but the greatest of these is love, because if love is not there, faith won't work. Faith works by love. Then you want love best. Faith works by love, and love works faith. And faith works love. They work together. But love is the vehicle. It's the very source, because that's God. Out of God. God is love. Out of God come faith, come power, come grace, mercy, goodness, kindness, temperance, on and on. But what out of this love, do you remember Psalm 45? So the Lord, 45 verses 8 and 9, for the Lord is gracious, the Lord is good, tender mercy over all his works, and the Lord is good to all. You remember that one? For the Lord good and his tender mercy over all his works. And the Lord is good to all. Amen. That's love. He's not good to some, he's good to all. And let me just turn and read it since I brought it up. Psalm 45, I believe 45, maybe 145. 145 what it is. Am I right? I believe, am I right? It's 145. Let me make sure. 145. 8 and 9. So the Lord is gracious and the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. That means full of love. The Lord is gracious and full of what? Compassion. Slow to anger and of great mercy. All that come from love. Compassion, mercy. The Lord is good to just Jimmy. Oh, all y'all. He good to y'all too? Okay. He included y'all. I'm learning something tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his work. His tender mercy. I guess when he makes you sick, that's mercy, tender mercy. When he takes your child at an early age, I guess it's his tender mercy. Because it says tender mercy over all his work. And God, he been accused of doing all that stuff. Let me give you the last scripture. I know our time is here, gone, but here's the one Jesus said. Matthew 5, and let's see which one I want to start. I have to get to 42, I believe.